Would have gained a start in the Sunshine Coast Guineas. They've decided to pull the pin on Queensland. They're heading home and they'll look towards running in a Tab Highway before giving the horse a spell. And as I mentioned with La Romaine, back for Chris Lees and Barrier Trials tomorrow week on the way to the Missile first up on August 5. That's our news hour for Racing HQ. After our news break and everything else to go with that, we'll be back with, of course, the full preview for Newcastle.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bets with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly.
Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. Last chance for 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Technology, entertainment and home appliances, furniture, bedding and Manchester. 50 months interest-free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until August 2021. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Harvey Norman, massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend.
No. Where else do you get 3 hours of racing and sport on a Sunday morning?
Nowhere else.
Be sure to join Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas for the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. 7 through 10 Sunday mornings, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
June is 10% end of financial year extra discount month at astivita.com.au. That's a further 10% off the already discounted prices of up to 70% off on wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapwares, vanities, toilet suites, basins, baths and fridges. 2-year warranty, over 50 service locations, with free delivery to most areas. This June, use the code RADIO for your extra 10% discount at astivita.com.au. astivita.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and Tab markets.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by Tab and Twin Hill Stud, home of Bobby Skidden and Odyssey Moon.
Yes, welcome to our preview half hour here on Racing HQ, brought to you by Tab and Twin Hill Stud. And of course, today we've got two New South Wales meetings. After 11, we'll be previewing Maruya, where they've got beautiful weather down there and the track's in A1 order, rated a good four. But of course, we've got our main meeting on the Beaumont at Newcastle, and track manager Peter Birch is joining us. How do you? Good morning to you, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
Mate, how are things there? How's the Beaumont, given that you transferred last week? Has it had a few days to recover?
Yes, it certainly has, and we probably could have got away with the race meeting last weekend, but we made the decision early just in case, because there was more rain around, but it didn't eventuate. But the Beaumont track hasn't been raced on for several months now, and it's got a beautiful pad of grass inside, and it's come up a soft five this morning, Andrew.
Soft five it is, and the rail's in the true. So, as you say, this is the first meeting on the Beaumont for some time.
Yes, yeah, certainly is, and there's a beautiful pad of grass there. Worked a couple of horses on the track this morning early, and Andrew Gibbons thought he rated it about a five, so we went with Andrew, even though it was a six overnight, so hopefully it'll race that way.
Okay, and do you think improvement, or do you think it'll stay there, mate?
No, I think it'll stay around that area. We've got one certain patch about 100 metres from the winning post that just stays a little bit damp, and we've probably had to rate it on that area. The rest of the track along the back, and that is probably a little bit better than that, but we've rated it on that worst part of the track anyway.
Okay. All right, well, it's an eight-race card. Kicks off at 12:15. Soft five and the rail true on the Beaumont. Thanks for your time, Pete.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye.
Good on you, mate. Peter Birch there, track manager at Newcastle. Hot off Corindai, straight to Beaumont, Newcastle, is Gary Harley. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew.
How's...
Not bad. Corindai's about 2 hours from home, and Newcastle's about 40 minutes the other way. So
yeah. It's for a bloke like you, 2 hours is nothing.
Nothing at all. No, else to do.
Mate, there's plenty of form to do. How do you see the meeting today?
Yeah, I like the meeting. We've got a lot of the top Sydney jocks here and the top trainers and quality horses. We've got a very good 2-year-old race later on in the day. We're going to have a few short ones. could end up with three odds on favourites, at least two anyway, maybe three, but they do look winners, Andrew.
Okay, and just on that, before I forget, a note from the stewards regarding race six. Non-claiming apprentice Andrew Atkins will replace Keegan Latham on Indy Showgirl. So in race six at Newcastle today, non-claiming apprentice Andrew Atkins to now ride Indy Showgirl. That's coming through from the stewards. All right, well, let's have a look at them. In the first race at 12.15, down in racebook order, Kims and Halo with Tab Fixed Odds at $6. Grand Teton at $3. Miss Yamar at $11. Down to Muse at $14. And then you mentioned that shorty right down the bottom for Brenton Abdullah and Godolphin, $1.95 here, Gary.
Yeah, the first of the odds-on shots. It should win, Andrew, with a scratching at Chris Lees's horse. I was going to put it on top, but now I've got Evanice, number 10, on top. She's a filly who is stepping up to the 2100 for the first time. She's had three runs back this time in. She's only beaten a neck here first up at Newcastle on the course prop grade of 1,400 in a fair field. And then she ran fourth at Kembler. In her last run at Canterbury, she did run second last in a field of six, but she only got beat 1.7 lengths. She got off heels around about the 1,300 and she hit the line good, given the impression, you know, that the 2,100 wouldn't be a problem. Not the greatest of fields. And as you said, she's got Abdullah. I think she's the one to beat for sure. Number two, Grand Teton. I was at Hawkesbury when this horse won. I worked there that day on the heavy 10. Mike Maroney's got the three-year-old. He's only had four runs. His first three starts were in Victoria, and he was very unlucky one day at Ballarat back on May 24. Then Mike switched him to his Randwick stable, and he won on that heavy 10 at Hawkesbury. He sat outside the leader, hit the front at the 200, won quite easily, just over a length, but won it very well. He's a Rip Van Winkle, a New Zealand bred, of course, and he gives the impression he'll run the 2100. Top weight Crimson Halo, beat a long way at Gosford the other day in a 2600. Just beaten a head or so at Kembler in a 2400, two starts back. I've got to put it in for third in the race, and number eight, best of the others. Power from within, just got a rough first four chance. But and the favourite punter should kick off on a winning note here, 10-2, 1-8.
10-2, 1-8. Race two, the Strathair Maiden over the 11.50. Big George and Outsider at $81 with Tab Fixed Odds. Two Boston Light at $2.80. Magoo at $201. Four Tinker Dan at $3.70. Nathula at $5. Naruda number 6 at $26. And Schubert, number 7 for Ty England, at $2.70. So Darren Biebman has got the 5 and the 7, the 7 and the 1 right in the market. It's had a couple of runs at least. It is first up today, Gary.
Yeah, Andrew, I missed the boat here. They bet $6, tab.com.au, number 4, Tinker Dan. I think you said it's about $3.50 now. It'll take a ton of beating this horse, Johnny Stein. It's Tim Clark. All righty, Timmy's got five rides. They've all got a chance. A couple of them will be short, actually. But this one here has been very heavily backed. Canterbury last start, he got 1.8. Now, he wouldn't have won the race, but he should have finished a lot closer. He got back about six lengths off the lead. He was making ground near the home turn, and he got held up. Held up again at the top of the straight. And he was running on really strong at the 200, and then he sort of ran out of a bit of room in the last bit of the race. Prior to that, his only other two runs, he was placed at Hawkesbury and Kembler. He's going to get a lovely run from Barrier 2. I think he's going to be hard to beat in a very competitive race. Schubert's got a great out for Godolphin. It was gelded after it ran in the Pago Pago, hasn't raced since. It did run second, beaten three quarters of a length. The Album in at Rose Hill in a good two-year-old race on debut back in February. Won a recent trial and went okay in the trial. It was only six in it. It was third on the fence. Got a huge rails run on the home turn and there was no pressure on it. Won the trial okay. Now, the thing here with the Godolphin horses, that Ty Anglin trialled them both, 7 Schubert and 5 Turk. And he's on Schubert. Now, whether he had the choice, I don't know. But he is riding Schubert in the race. Number two, Boston Light. He's failed, I reckon, to find the line. His last three, he's run second. But the other day at Gostick, Kieran McAvoy had no hesitation taking to the front over the other favourite, Chiquita, and Chiquita followed him. They were a mile ahead of the others, and Chiquita ran over the top of him at the end, 5 lengths to the third horse. Prior to that, he's beaten half a length at Newcastle when he was in front. But the winner is pretty smart, plays here and run him down. I might be a bit harsh on him, but he's going to get a lovely run from barrier one. Number five, the Fool of the other Godolphin horse. He did put the whip on it, Ty, in the straight at one stage when he just got beat in a trial at Warwick Farm. That is a very, very competitive race there. 4, 7, 2, and 5.
4, 7, 2, and 5 for Gary in race two. Race three, I will say with Newcastle, Gary, and you've been there for many years, but race three is the Pink Race Day, July 15, class one. Gee, they can get some race days there, and they stack them in there with good crowds at Newcastle.
Oh, yeah, mate. The Saturday meetings are like that here. It's a big city, the sixth biggest city in Australia, but we have a lot of meetings where fundraisers, like this is the Pink Race Day, but we have the Cancer Council, we have the Variety, just sort of naming these off my head.
Yeah.
The Melanoma, there's another big one coming up this Saturday as well, you know, and they do pack them in.
Yeah.
We've got tremendous function areas here. The Pavilion holds about 180 or so, but down further we've got a huge, the Australian Bloodstock Marquee holds about 400. That's where we had our Hall of Fame show and the Beaufort Club and things like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good function areas on the track.
Yeah, no, they do it so well there. Anyway, this is the Pink Race Day, July 15, the third, and tip top, number one for Top Cat, T. Clark at $2.50, yeah. Tab fixed odds. Maroc number three at $5.50. Hyptimist comes back today for Snowden Racing at $4.40. D'Angelo $5.50. The Zoff at $9.50. And Torrio's Delight at $10. So the favourite is fixed odds favourite here at $2.50. And in saying that, it's been a drifter. It's been $2.10 out to $2.50. Where the supporters come for the five, it's been 11 into $5.50. Of course, we've had the scratching of the two.
I think he's a good thing, Tip Top. He's a smart horse, this fella, Les Bridges. He had a big problem. He's only had three runs on the Boo at Kembla back in October 2015. He was beaten about a long head, and the run was enormous. He was slow out and settled at the tail of the field. It was a huge run. He had 593 days off. He resumed. He looked a bit big, as you'd expect. He resumed at without a trial at Gosford on May 25, and the run was an absolute ripper. He got back. He does a few things wrong, and he flew to the line. It was a real eye-catcher to get beat about a length. And then 3 weeks later, he was at his top at Gosford. He won very, very well there the other day. Where has he got back first up? Timmy, this time, rode him up outside the leader. And he had the race in his keeping all the way, and he was too good, won by about a length. Now, third run back, you'd think it'd be a lot thinner. I was talking to Tim a couple of days back, and he said he's, you know, derived a lot of benefits from the Gosford run. And he could sit him up on the speed. You could ride this horse whenever you want, but I think he's too good for them. I reckon $2.50 isn't a bad price, because, as you said, he's got a bit of easy. He did go up $2. Number four, Hypnotist. Well, this is a cult of Snowden's by Schnitzel, owned by James Harron, and he's in a big syndicate here. I remember well the day he won here. I'm sure they had a stablemate in the race. It was a lot shorter on February 16. It was a Saturday meeting. This horse blew like a gale, the $14. James was here that day. He got and he won the race. And I interviewed James, this guy, after the race, and he said, you know, they were surprised that the horse won. That's why it was $14. So he went straight to the paddock. Oh, he's a lovely colt. He's a nice horse. Straight to the paddock. He tried to ride at Gosford the other day without setting the world on fire. Whether he may just need this run, I don't know, but he's a horse with a lot of ability who will get further than the 12.50, much further than that, I reckon. But maybe today Tip Top will be a bit too brilliant for him. Maroc's got a place out. And the other horse you said, the other horse I thought had, you know, a top four chance in a small field is number seven. The horse you said's been back, D'Angelo. the Colobosses own him. He struggles to win a race. He's won one out of 15. I think he kicked off. He did. Peter and Paul Snowden. He's with Kyle and Gavrilov these days. He's got official king aboard, but he got there about 6 lengths here the other day. I can't beat the horse for a tip top. 1, 4, 3, and 7.
1, 4, 3, and 7 it is. And Severance was the horse in that race with Snowden's on that day. It started about $4 and finished fourth. So that was the stablemate of Hypnotist that ran on that day. Let's move to race four. This is a 4X Gold 3-year-old maiden over the 1250. This is another shorty of the day. It's So Obvious, number one. It's $1.50. Latitude, $4.40. Ricatorio at $8.50. Shadow Flight at $12. Zed's number six at $9.50. But a shorty at the top here, Gary.
Yeah, this is our, how would I put it, most inferior race of the day. There's not much quality at all in race four, and that's why he's $1.50, or she is. She goes all right. She hasn't raced for a while. Greg McFarlane got her at Gosford. Josh Parr's going to ride her. She runs second at Gosford on debut back in January behind Onslaught. Showed really good speed. She was up running second. Then she came into the Beaumont in a 1350. She got beat half a length by Naughty Thoughts, a horse of Waller's, that day. And she trialled all right. Michaela Weir rode her in a recent trial at Crossford. She was in the 1-1 in a field of hardly half a dozen. Took all straight to win. She always had another two coloured. And she looked like the trial to do with the world of good. She does look a class above these. That's why she's $1.50. It's So Obvious. Two Latitudes had a change of stable. Very disappointing she was when she was with the Hawks team. She had 10 starts for 7 wins. She was in Victoria for a while. She ran second at Bendigo and Ballarat. Come back to Sydney. Tommy Berry took her to the front or outside the leader at Gosford back in Sydney on the 11th of May at Gosford, and she tired badly. Then she ran third at Hawkesbury. So she's since obviously been sold, and she's now with Neil Godbull at Port Macquarie. Maybe the country air will do her the world of good. I'll have to put her in for second in this race. 3 Ricatorio and number 6 Zedj. 1, 2, 3, 6.
1, 2, 3, and 6 for Gary in race four. Race five, Sedition number one at 11, Almighty at 12, down to 4, Intuition, $5.50. Siege of Quebec, we had Adrian Bott on prior to 10, giving us a good push on this track condition, $2.70. And then we're down to 11 play at $7.50. Say Net number 12 at 5. But this is a pretty competitive 2-year-old race, Gary.
Yeah, Andrew, this is a race I was talking about earlier. This is a hot 2-year-old race, this. A really good one. Siege of Quebec, as you said, Adrian Bott was on this morning, cost $1.2 million at the sales by Fastnet Rock. Had a look at the Kembla trial last night on a heavy 8. Went enormous in the trial. That was just recently, 14th of June. Have a look at the big players in this horse, Andrew. Owned by Coolmore, Nordic Racing, Mrs. Bateman, Sir Patrick and Lady Hogan, Emirates Park, Mrs. Montague, Gerardy Bloodstock, GIG Racing, and Miss Kay Waterhouse. So some big players there, and they've outlaid plenty. But the way in all three trials he's won them all, soft, heavy, and good. And the way he's gone in the trials, I think, you know, they've got a pretty good colt here. Abdullah's rode him all three of these trials, and he's on him again today. And he was very impressive in winning the trial at Kembla. He won't get things his own way. Number 11. It's a bit of value. The Sepoy filly of Chris Wallace. I thought he trialled good. First starter, won a trial at Rosehill recently. Glenn Schofield's going to ride it. Come from the back on a heavy 9 in the trial. Really hit the line. The Snowden horse Almighty wasn't asked to do anything at all in a recent Ramwick trial. McAvoy rode him, and he's riding again today. This is one of James Harron's syndicates. Mrs. Bateman's in this horse as well. I really liked the trial. It got back and went home good. Number 12, the one of the Godolphins. Incoming to beat 2.5 lengths Warwick Farm. Behind Wild Heart and Kirtle. Kirtle went to Brisbane and won a Doomben the other day in a good race. This horse has got a better barrier than most of the favoured ones in the race. And Intuition's got a chance too. Number four, terrific race. 6, 11, 2, and 12.
To race number six, Bluesbro number one at $4.20. Bodo Bodie Blue number three at $2.30. Tightness number four at $5. Ultraman number six at $14. Eight Indie Showgirl is at $11. And Laxmi number nine is at $6.50. Gary, what are you fancy in race six?
Looks a good thing, mate. I made it the better today, number three, Bodie Blue. Gary Portelli's got it. Northern Media filly and Tim Clark will ride. She's only had four starts. On a soft track, she debuted at Canterbury back in January. Got beat a length and a half. She had the lead. She had good speed. Went to the paddock for 4 months. Come back, run a fair only third at Hawkesbury. Penske bowled him that day. I was there that day. She got beat 3 lengths. Then she improved out of sight, next start at Warwick Farm. She got beat less than a length by Sharpness. Gracious Grey run second, and Gracious Grey came to Newcastle and won after that. She had a bumping duel with a winner at the 200. And as I said, she wasn't beaten far. Then at Canterbury the other day, she only got beat 2.3 lengths. She got a bit of a check, or she collided with another horse. Ran about the 75-metre mark. She chased out hard, but she looks much better than these, I reckon. Marriott okay. Made her the better of the day. Bluesbro's first up. I think this is a six-year-old who's only had four runs. Christopher Buchanan's got him. I think he might be up two Blues. I'm not quite sure. But it's run a place in all four starts, but they've all been in the country. Two at Port Macquarie, one at Scone, one at Cessnock. Its recent trial, I thought, was only fair. But it showed good speed in all its race starts. It was 1-1 in the trial. The duck didn't ask it to do a great lot in the last bit, Paul King, but I've got it in for second here because I think it's better than the rest of the field. Four Tightness for third, and number nine is the other one, which is Laxmi, whose best forms at Costard. Three, a good thing to beat, 1, 4, 9.
Race seven, the fillies and mares class one, piping hot here for Botton. Waterhouse is at $4 with tab fixed odds. Deer Mountain also at $4. Philomena's Grace number four at $7. Write This Down at $6.50. Aunt Liberty at $5. Down to eight, Nikki's Gold at $7. And Ajita number nine is at $12. So the top two, one and the three, are the joint $4 favourites at this stage.
Andrew, I'm pretty keen on Aunt Liberty here. She's a nicely bred filly, bred by Arrowfield, by Manhattan Rain. And a couple of big players own her, John Nassar and the legendary broadcaster Alan Jones, owner. And they placed her with Paul Perry. Paul started her first run in a race here on January 7th. What do you think she beat? The Golden Slipper runner-up, Frolic. It runs second in the race. This filly sat outside the leader, hit the front at the 300 and held on okay. Then she went to the Group 3 win at Rose Hill, got beat 4 lengths by Teaspoon, went to the paddock, come back on an absolute bog the other day at Musselbrook, a heavy 10, and she got beat half a length. She came back and showed good speed in that race and gave a kick. Round about the home turn, but the winner, Daniki and Chris Lees, just went a little bit better. Today, she'll appreciate a firmer track, a good barrier, good speed. Paul King's riding her again. I think she's the one to beat. Number one, piping hot, hasn't raced for a long time. Nearly 13 months. On the speed in a recent trial, wasn't ridden out, beaten about a length and three quarters. Canterbury winner last start back in June 2016. You've got to respect it, but it's a long time off. Number five can improve on the Hawkesbury run. One on the big track here, three runs back. And number eight, just to the others, Nikki's Goal. 6-1, 5-8.
6-1, 5-8 there. And to the last, a benchmark 70. We start with Vaniloquio, number three at $5.50. Akasaki at $5. Mima here at $4.20. Dubai Sights, number seven, is at $8.50. Benullo at $8, number eight. What have we got here? Love Me Baby at 12, Rowinda at $8. And down the bottom, Express Point at 13, and Nick on the Run, Gary, is at $11.
Number three, Vaniloquio, is an eight-year-old, but he's racing like a two-year-old. He wasn't going good in Hong Kong, and they sent him to Clary Connors. And Clary's done a terrific job with him. He's he's won two or three races with him, but his last four starts, he's had a win at Wyong and three placings. One at Randwick, one at Warwick Farm, and one at Newcastle. He's a tough horse. He'll get back a little bit, but he's very, very strong. And Ty England rode him last at Warwick Farm. He got the 2.5 lengths. He got back the last and ran on well. And I think he can win here today. Number eight, hello to the Godolphin team. Won well at Kembla and then got better length at a quarter at Canterbury. Honest as the day is long. Number four, out of Scamba, Steve Jones, absolutely bolted in first of a Dubbo, and then only got beat 2.8 at Warwick Farm. The run wasn't too bad, actually. He wasn't really bitten out, and young Atkins got a bit of a reprimand for that. Now, that David Weather, he could have finished much closer, I don't know about that. And number five, my Mahir, the other one. 3, 8, 4, and 5, mate.
3, 8, 4, and 5. So race six, number three, the best?
Race 3, number 1, Tip Top, and race 6, number 3, Bodie Blue.
3-1 and 6-3 for the Beaumont at Newcastle. First race at 12:15, and we're on a soft 5 with the rail true. Good on you, Gary. We'll hear from you right through the afternoon, mate.
Thank you, Andrew.
Good on you. Gary Harley previewing Newcastle. After 11 o'clock, we'll have our preview for the other New South Wales meeting at Maruya with John Scorse. Also after 11, previews for Tabcorp Park, Menangle, the Goulburn Greyhounds beginning around lunchtime today, and Warren Huntley will be online as well to preview Matoa. So that's all after 11 o'clock with Racing HQ presented by Twin Hills Stud, the perfect place to spell your racehorse or keep your brood mare, and of course, Tab. We're going to take a little break and then walking into the studio to wrap up what it was a marvellous Sunday. With On The Pace, it'll be Greg Hayes.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab's Bundle Bet Multi. Combine your racing bundle bets with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. Gamble responsibly. Hurry, Bingley's end of financial year sale ends on Friday with massive deals store-wide. Come in and grab a bargain while stocks last. Don't miss out.
Got more than one horse on your mind? Bundle all the runners you love in the one price, and if any of them win, you win. Plus, combine your bundle bets into a multi and get even greater odds. And it doesn't just end at racing. Add your bundle bet racing legs together with all your favourite sports to create the ultimate multi. So place a bundle bet multi for more excitement, more runners, and more chances of winning today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Inglis Digital Monthly Options, the latest online thoroughbred sale, offering flexibility and ease to buy and sell thoroughbreds through the most reliable and trusted source in the marketplace. Sale now open at www.inglisdigital.com.
Sky Sports Radio can be taken anywhere, anytime. Crystal clear. Sky Sports Radio is available through the Tab app plus the Radio Industries radio app. Whether you're at home, work, the races or travelling, make sure Sky Sports Radio is a part of your racing day.
On Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Racing HQ. Here's On The Pace.
Thanks for listening this morning. We've got a big show coming up talking harness racing. We're going to catch up this morning with Tim Butt, the trainer of Myfield Marshall, who was the upset winner of a Sunday's Len Smith Mile at Menangle. It was an exciting race. There was a lot of speed on, a lot of talk after.